that he should lie. That's why I know everyone lift my voice. You are blessed.
Wisdom for profitability. In bracket, smart work. Wisdom for profitability. Then in bracket, smart work. W-O-R-K. Smart work. God will distinguish you this month. In Proverbs 24, verse 7, it says, wisdom is the principal thing, therefore get wisdom. And with all that getting, get understanding. If wisdom is the principal thing, then you must give it the principal attention. He said, by wisdom, kings reign and princes decree justice. Proverbs 8, verse 15. There is no reigning in life without instrumentality of wisdom. To do without wisdom is to remain on the floor. The top is reserved for the wise. The wiser you are, the higher you go. Wisdom is the key to profitable living. If you must make profit in life, then you must work in wisdom. Then what is wisdom? What is wisdom? Wisdom is the ability to perceive the true nature of things. Wisdom is the ability to perceive the true nature of things and to implement the will of God in them to get the desired result. Wisdom is the ability to perceive the true nature of things and to implement the will of God in them to get the desired resolve. Wisdom is the correct application of scriptures to real life situations. It is not mere mentalization. It is discovering God's approach to every issue of life. In summary, what I'm saying is wisdom is knowing the right thing to do and also doing it at the right time. It is knowing the right thing to do and doing it at the right time. That's wisdom. It is the level of wisdom at work in you that will determine the level of progress you will experience. It makes you to excel in life. Now hear this and hear me well. It's an abuse to redemption for an unbeliever to beat any child of God in any field of endeavor. It is abnormal for a dead man to beat a living man. If a sinner is succeeding more than you, it is not scriptural. It will end today. Let me hear a loud amen. If your mentality is not quickened, there's no proof that you're spiritually alive. Wisdom is about works, not about words. In Mark 6, verse 2, he said, when the Sabbath day was come, he began to teach in the synagogue, and many hearing him were astonished, saying, from whence are these men distance? And what wisdom is this which is given unto him? That even the mighty works, mighty what? are wrought by him, not mighty words, mighty works. They saw the proofs. Wisdom has proofs. Wisdom has what? Words are cheap. But work defines the world of wisdom. Now today, we are going to look at how to gain profit in our life. In what? In all endeavor, which is called smart work. Smart what? Not work, smart work. People work, but smart. I put the word smart. Brain work. The first thing God started with was work. The first thing introduced man to was work. Adam had a task, and he made sure Adam used his mind first. Adam used what? To look at situations and was able to translate from his mind to reality. God did something, said, Adam, you name every creature. And that was a mental task. Adam was single-handedly named all creatures. He never went to the water, but he could say, this is whale, this is shark. Say wisdom. Adam had to tax his mind. He looked at behavior and said, this is a lion. Adam was the one that named every creature that was named. If you read Genesis chapter 2, 2, 8, 15, 19, 20. God rested on the seventh day, ended his work, which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made. Verse 8. And the Lord had planted garden. So see where God worked himself. And the Lord God did what? Planted. He didn't speak a garden to existence. He didn't say, let there be garden. God himself worked. If you don't work, you don't look like God. He said, and the Lord God planted a garden eastward in Eden. And there he put the man whom he had formed. God did not say, let there be garden. So if you are not working, you don't look like God. God said, he planted. God himself worked. So all of you who don't believe in walking, you are stupid. The Almighty God did not say, let there be garden. He planted. Then what will you look like if you don't work? And look at verse 15. And the Lord God took the man and put him in the garden to do what? To dress it and keep it. Say work. And verse 19. And out of the ground, the Lord God formed every beast of the field and every fowl of the earth and brought them unto Adam. See what God did? And see what he would call them. Say work. And whatsoever Adam called every creature, that was the name thereof. So Adam was the one, and Adam gave names to all cattle and all fowl of the air, the very beast of the field. Are you getting me now? So Adam was just busy saying, hey, you, eagle. Every name Adam named is what is working to today. Hear this. Your profitability, purpose, and essence of living will not emerge except you are working. What is work? What is work? Work is legitimately engaging in mental, take note, take this definition. Work is legitimately engaging in mental or physical effort. Mental or what? Physical effort to achieve a purpose or resolve. Make sure you get this definition. Work is legitimately engaging in mental or physical what? Effort to achieve a purpose or resolve. So it is your work that will determine your worth and value. Now, from the definition, we can see that there are two kinds of work. Is that true? A, mental. Is that true? In bracket, brain work. Mental is what? Brain work. And B, physical, in bracket, muscle work. One is brain work, which is the one we call the smart work. Second is physical, in bracket, muscle work. Is that true? Now, smart work is brain work. Is what? That's what I'm talking about. It is brain work that produces great works. For you to excel in your life, you must be a smart worker. Working on a thing is not what makes it work. It is walking with the right sense and relevant faith
through the use of the brain
that makes walking resourceful. The world is not ruled by strength, but by men of sense. There's difference between hard work and smart work. I will tell you the two. They are not the same. The difference between what? Between? And? They are not the same. Someone can be a hard worker and not a, and may not be a smart worker. You can be a hard worker and not be a what? E.g., a laborer, that's a block carrier at a site, that's a hard worker. But a manager is a smart worker. I will read this scripture from the Message Bible, Ecclesiastes 10:10. Hear what the Bible says in the Message Bible of Ecclesiastes 10:10.